Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 391. I just decided to number this one. I am Kevin DeFrango on the other end for a Royal Rumble preview. It's Mr. Jeremy Mays. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. What's going on?
Well, we are both in the midst of watching Impact as we record this preview, so... I'm sure that there will be some lighthearted moments. How our discussion about how awful Josh Matthews is, I really could have gone on this show for all I cared, but it didn't, and I'm fine with that because he's not worth spending any more time on.
No, yeah, because as we were talking, I was like, oh, we could have recorded that, but it's at the same time, it's got nothing with the Royal Rumble, at least the Michael Cole stuff. May come into play, but
I do not think that Michael Cole will be showing off his UK Championship Tournament chops this Sunday at the Royal Rumble.
No. The reason I groaned in the background, TNA forgot to shut the lights off on the stage. And it was just a black mat in the background. And I'm like, come on, guys. Just, anyways, San Antonio, Texas. I know a bunch of our friends are going to this. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check to see if Shahid is available at some juncture. I don't know when he's traveling back home.
I think he's leaving Sunday.
Huh.
So I think he's leaving straight out because I think San Antonio is only 3 hours from his house. I think.
Oh, that's still a pretty rough drive leaving at 11. But
well, remember, it's only going to be 10 o'clock there.
Oh, okay. Not so bad then.
Yeah, I'm checking to see what the distance.
Okay. Yeah, but I guess that makes it a little bit better if it's 3 hours and.
It's only 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So yeah, that's nothing bad at all.
Oh, so. Heck no. Okay. Yeah, that's completely cool. But I did mean to hit him up about being on the show since he is going. So yeah. So yeah, there are a lot of people going. Is he going to NXT there on Saturday?
I don't believe so, no. I think that sold out pretty quick. So I don't.
Yeah, I mean, they're still doing that in smaller venues usually at the sites. So I'm not surprised that they're selling out. Although I guess
you know, for WrestleMania they've moved them to the arenas now.
Oh.
So like the Where is it this year? It's going to be at the Amway Arena, wherever they play basketball.
Oh, gotcha.
That's why they moved the Hall of Fame to Friday.
Oh.
So they can use the arena, because they knew last year's takeover in Dallas that they could have sold out the arena, but they had already had it set up for the Hall of Fame.
For the Hall of Fame.
So, and plus, I guess the wrestlers didn't like the Hall of Fame the night before WrestleMania, because they always kept them out late.
Oh.
Insert your own joke there, but... Yeah. Yeah, I'm just checking to see if there's any tickets left for NXT or not. I wouldn't expect so. I mean, I guess we can start with the weekend. The NXT card's kind of different. You got the four-way with the women. You got tag title match between DIY and Authors of Pain. The main event, no Samoa Joe and no Finn Balor in the main event. I mean... It's kind of a weird thing, but, you know, it's Nakamura, Bobby Roode. What else is on this show?
I'm trying to think, because, I mean, I did watch all the hype this week. And
Ty Dillinger and
Eric Young. The, as you mentioned, the slimmed down Eric
the
Young.
The incredible shrinking Eric Young. Yeah.
Oh...
Yeah, there are still tickets available for that. Kind of surprised, actually. But
well, that was the one thing that I was watching this week. I'm like, oh, the WWE's starting to run out of star power from other from other companies.
Yeah.
Like,
Roderick Strong and Andrade Cien Almas. That's the other one.
Yeah.
So it's not that they're running out of talent from other feds. It's the talent has moved on or is hurt. I mean, even Austin Aries, they didn't really say anything, but all of a sudden he's an announcer while he's letting his eye heal. But it doesn't sound like he's going back to NXT at all. Because he even says, you know, when I get back in that ring, I'm going to be the Cruiserweight champ. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, he did say that this week.
Yeah, the oddest, like, NXT call-up possible.
Yeah, you get it as an announcer, and then it's going to turn into an in-ring thing.
Yeah. So, hey, good for him. More money on the main roster. So, I mean, go for it, but... there's actually no Samoa Joe on the card.
Yeah, that is also true, which I would imagine would indicate a spot in the Rumble itself. But I could be wrong, but I mean, really, the guy's been the NXT champion. He's been... There's been no need for him to be simmering 2 years down in NXT.
You know what's funny? I don't think it's been 2 years. I think it's roughly only been a year or so. Because he got up there, I guess it would be a little over a year, because when he got introduced, him and Finn Balor won that Dusty Classic. That's when he turned on Finn. And then they just had the Dusty Classic again. So, maybe. But yeah, there's no reason for Joe to be down there. I'm hoping someone figured that out.
Yeah, okay. He started in 2015. May of 20... Okay, he's almost been there 2 years. It's
okay.
May of 2015.
Man, I for some reason thought it was 2018. And I was like, he's been there 3 years? Oh, wow. All right. Talk about the brain misfiring, huh?
You're just ready for the New Orleans WrestleMania already.
Yeah, I'm already planning that one. Yeah, no, I was actually going to watch NXT Live, but I forgot that since it's Saturday, we're going to see Big J Oakerson down at the Comedy Zone. So I'll have to catch it. Sunday's going to be a heavy wrestling day then. Well, because the Royal Rumble has a 2-hour pre-show.
I mean, they're really doing that with all of these the big pay-per-views. So I think Shahid and I talked about it since he is going previously. But yeah, I mean, they're doing a NXT takeover in the town. Then they're doing the Rumble or the pay-per-view. And then I think they're recording Monday Night Raw at the same place.
Yeah, and, they're not doing the Alamo Dome. I think they're doing probably some arena there.
Oh, right.
I can't imagine them doing a dome for Raw and SmackDown. My God.
Yeah, I would imagine they'd go back to a regular arena.
but that's the model now. I mean, I think it's a good model, too.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps them from having to travel.
Yes.
I mean,
but also fans have always said there's the big four.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
They're finally embracing it, and it makes sense. Like, you know, and for them, this also means you can sell package of tickets, you can jack up prices, you know.
Yeah, you definitely get more people to kind of want to travel to all of the events.
Yeah,
rather than just WrestleMania. So,
yeah, it's like when we go to WrestleMania. I mean, we usually went to. WrestleMania and then Raw, but then SmackDown usually was in a totally different city.
Yeah,
now
right.
You get those same people those three nights, add them into NXT, and you got, you know, four nights of tickets.
Yeah, you got a lot of money is what you got.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't think of this earlier. But anyways.
Well, amazing what you need when you're filling network time instead of just filling someone else's network.
That's true. Yeah.
But,
especially if I was considering canceling my WWE subscription and just having the wife sign up for it, because you get it free if you sign up. You get it 3 months free, so you get Royal Rumble, whatever, NXT, all that stuff, all the way through WrestleMania. What a horrible business model, but whatever. So,
I guess they're counting on not too many people doing that. I'm sure that some do, though.
Oh, I'm sure some. Sure. Yeah, some. But, so who's on the pre-show? I know the tag title match is, which I think is kind of weird.
I would imagine that Rich Swann versus Neville will be on the pre-show. I cannot imagine that that's going to make it to the main card.
See, that's one of those weird matches. Actually, both of those matches are kind of weird because, you know, they're still trying to do the dynamic of the heel face team versus the heel team that people cheer for.
Oh.
You know, and then even with
yeah,
Neville and Rich Swann, people like Rich Swann, but boy, they sure like Mean Neville a lot more. So, if you're going to make the Cruiserweight something, shouldn't it be on the main card?
I would hope that they do that, but they've still just done a terrible job. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why Rich Swann isn't any better. Like, that guy really kind of oozes personality, and you can kind of see a character heaving when he's coming out, but they still haven't really given him a whole lot of mic time.
No.
I mean, maybe he's gotten it on 205 Live, and I just haven't seen it. No.
No.
Oh.
Well, you know who's gotten a lot of mic time in the Cruiserweight division? Alicia Fox. It's ridiculous. So, trying to see.
Yeah. Well, that's a show that I really haven't gotten around to much of watching, although I think I'm going to try to digest an episode or two here sooner rather than later. but if they're having 2 hours of previews, they're probably going to have two different matches.
Yeah, you know, well, the tag match is definitely confirmed as the pre-show opener. And I'm wondering if the SmackDown Women's match is the 4-on-4.
The 3-on-3.
I thought it was 4-on-4.
Nah, yeah. It's Natalya, Alexa Bliss, and Mickie James against Becky Lynch, Naomi
and Nikki. Okay, and Nikki. Yeah, I just saw it. Yeah.
Well, and I completely forgot about this because when Chris and I were doing the show this week, I felt like someone who was not involved in the match on the women's end was involved.
Oh, I'm sorry. That SmackDown women's match is on the main card. Excuse me. Nia Jax versus Sasha Banks is the other pre-show match.
Oh, okay.
That's very weird to put. I guess that's to get people in their seats earlier because of how popular Sasha Banks is.
Right.
But I mean, what a weird fall, though. I mean, I know internally they sell it as you're still on the Royal Rumble card, but that's still like I'm on a match that's starting at 4:30 in the afternoon, or what is it, 5:30? Yeah, it'd be like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
And the card doesn't get over till 11 Eastern. I mean, that's crazy. And there's she was in one of the events on WrestleMania. It's like, but getting paid, and you know what? If it's bad, because I mean, Nia Jax, it looks impressive, but she's not all that good right now.
No, she's one that definitely could still have some work done on her repertoire.
Yeah.
And her, you know, I mean, she's just not all that smooth.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's still relatively new.
Well, yeah.
And they called her up, and it's like, well, they did the same thing with Alexa Bliss. Excuse me, I don't know why my voice cracked. They did the same thing with Alexa Bliss like that, and it's turned out pretty well. So...
Yeah, well, Jax has missed two different, at least short time periods, which I don't think have helped her at all.
Yes, did she get hurt for one of them?
I think she was definitely hurt for one of them. I'm not sure, because the other one was only like a 2-week absence or something like that. So it wasn't like a long-term thing.
I gotta interrupt this for a second.
Okay.
There is a Monsters Ball match on TNA. Rosemary goes to get tax out. Awful Earl Hebner is over there going, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. Get out of fucking way. It's a Monsters Ball match. There's no disqualification. It's anything goes. I can't stand Earl Hebner. If who took over TNA? Some bird company? What the hell is it? Anthem.
Oh, yeah, Anthem.
Yeah. So Anthem comes in. Yeah, we're going to make changes. Okay, why does Earl Hebner still have a job? Get rid of him. Get rid of his stupid kid. They distract from the matches. They're awful. And they're going to end up bootlegging your merchandise sooner or later. Anyways. Nia Jax, though.
I could definitely get rid of Earl. No problems.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Isn't he a TNA Hall of Famer? They inducted him into the TNA Hall of Fame, I think.
Yeah.
Just hysterical. But.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, I think this is a weird match to start the show off with, but. Also, I really do think that it's a way to get people in their seats. Because Ryback and Kalisto, you know. despite my, hey, we gotta get there. And then 4 hours into the show going, all right, look, I was wrong. We didn't need to get here so early. That was a long night at WrestleMania. God damn.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the funny thing, because, I mean, we've kind of talked a little bit about just the overall length and size of these events. Like, it makes you think, because, like, I think the wife and I prepared dinner during the SummerSlam pre-show. Like, I just kind of had it on in the background. And, like, the main card started after we ate dinner. You know, like, we went through prep, cooking, and eating, and then the main card started. You know?
At least the Rumble, like, I don't know, I expect, well, I mean, we'll get to it, but I think the Rumble would be a better show to sit through that long than WrestleMania, but. Anyways.
I find it hard not to enjoy a Royal Rumble, so.
Yeah, even if they're bad, they're still fun. Cause especially now, you know, there's always that surprise, whatever. But, the tag match kind of has me intrigued, though. With Cesaro and Sheamus, Sheamus and Cesaro, like, it depends on where they're at, if they're getting big cheers or not. It's like, they haven't really caught on everywhere.
Well, and it's still one of those things where it looked like they were making them actually friends at some point, like, after they had the beers, and then all of a sudden, they were not friends again. And they were kind of bickering, and it's like, no, I'm the champ, no, I'm the champ. And it's just like, huh? And then the last couple of weeks, again, they're back to kind of being chummy. It's like, because, like, they've done joint entrances the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, they even have, like, I know they come in together, but they actually have a move together, like, standing back to back, all that stuff.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, no, that's where this storyline should be going, is that, yeah, they, you know, after all this, with on the respect, whatever, that, you know, they've become
actual friends, yeah.
And that's why they're unstoppable, blah, 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 but we haven't really seen that so far.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that alone would help their popularity somewhat.
Yeah. I don't know, Sheamus has always been such a, well, not always, but he's been such a dick as a bad guy. He's almost kind of like hard to forgive. And especially, he hasn't really changed his game up at all, which is fine. He shouldn't, because it works. He should be a heel. I mean, look at him. So, if he goes back to his old look with, you know, the full head of hair, whatever else, then fine. But, But no, I don't know. Anderson and Gallows, like, they just seem like they're on the cusp. They're on the cusp. It's like, is this finally it? Because if they don't win...
Yeah, I wrote them off after, like, their fourth loss to New Day. But they have a chance. I mean, they have enough tag teams. Like, we've gotten beyond the era of the WWE doesn't believe in having a tag team division. Yeah. You know? We are well beyond those days. And, it's a viable thing. And sometimes, though, the WWE just still doesn't do a good job of kind of keeping more than a couple of teams around that are relevant.
Yeah, that wasn't for you, by the way.
Oh,
I'm just watching the same blubbering, dumbass old man. Anyways, it's that distracting how bad he is. But, no, they do it. They don't do a very good job at all. I mean, if you have tag matches, but no, I'm sorry. The only time they have a tag match is if it's a tag title match, and then the other weeks it's singles matches. One of the guys is wrestling.
Oh, right.
Okay. Or if you're Rusev and somehow you're in a team with Jinder Mahal, then you have an actual match and it doesn't really do anything. So. You know, I don't know. SmackDown does a better job of that, but then how many times are we going to say that? So it's like, okay, but
yeah, dead horse.
Yeah. For 3 hours, Raw can't get it right, but for 2 hours, SmackDown can. So.
Right.
But I don't know. It almost seems like Anderson and Gallows have to win this. Or it's just like, well, another team off to the side. And then at least this way they can kind of drag it out. But if they lose, then who the hell are Sheamus and Cesaro going to face then?
I don't know.
The Raw tag picture. I mean, they can't go New Day again.
Yeah, I mean, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, like, I feel like there isn't that much of a pecking order on SmackDown either. Honestly,
because they got away from Orton and Bray Wyatt going back against American Alpha. So, actually, who is American Alpha fighting?
No one.
It really is no one, huh?
Yeah, because it was the Wyatts, but obviously they're kind of preoccupied right now.
Hmm. Yeah. Just too bad, but... Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pre-show. Oh, but we are getting Jerry the King Lawler back, though, on commentary for Royal Rumble. That was kind of a strange thing. Kind of out of the blue.
Oh, I didn't see that they were doing that.
Yeah, he's actually doing commentating. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of strange.
Yeah. So unless it's just for the Royal Rumble, but he wasn't exactly tearing it up before he left. You know, he took on that heel persona, like a neutered heel persona.
Yeah, and then I think it was you that pointed out in the Dolph Ziggler bit, he was the babyface again for some random reason.
Yes. Yeah, because even the last time he was on the pre-shows, he was a bad guy. Like, I guess we're just supposed to be happy to see him again. I also pointed out the fact that he wasn't wearing a shirt.
He loves not wearing a shirt.
Man, I remember my grandfather, all of my grandfather's friends, those that old generation, they didn't give a shit what they looked like. My grandfather was all belly. Didn't care. He used to sit on his little black stool underneath the garage, listening to the radio, Tigers games, whatever. Just sipping his beer. Someone walked by, I was like, "Hey!" And that was just no cares at all.
He gave zero fucks.
I guess that's
where
Lawler is. So, but
Yeah. Good for him.
What other matches? Yeah. Well, he's dead
well now that you have established that, we didn't really go over it all. But again, it's another Raw thing, and Rich Swann versus Neville. They've at least done a pretty decent job with Neville reintroducing him, but as you kind of pointed out, it's turned it against themselves.
Yeah. They had Neville, the bad guy, come out, talks down to the crowd, talks about people forgetting about him, and then goes out and wins every match. Well, how are you supposed to, like, even begrudgingly, like, people didn't like LeBron James, but the guy won, you know?
Right.
Or, I'm trying to think, like, who's an athlete now no one really, everyone seems to tend not to like, but they just win. And it's like, well, begrudgingly, you gotta go, yeah, guy's pretty good, and you start cheering for him. Well, they didn't really want to boo him anyways, so now they book him to win all the matches, and, like, okay, against... Like, he's gotten more talking time than Rich Swann has.
Well, yeah, there's that, definitely, too. So it helps establish his character. Rich Swann's still just like, you know, he's the third champion now. They kind of got Brian Kendrick over. The WWE's just done better with the heels, because Brian Kendrick got a lot of mic time. But TJ Perkins didn't, except for some squirrely backstage segments, which weren't good.
Boy, Shahid ruined TJ Perkins for me, because we could not figure out why it's not working with him. Like, what it is about him that just isn't, I didn't like. And Shahid goes, he's a fraud, that's why. He's a total fake. He comes out there, he's playing a part. You know none of it's real. It's like, yeah, it's true. And then I saw him, I think it was it this week that there was a six-man tag?
Uh-huh.
Or something? And I'm looking at him the whole time, just like, ugh. The faker. Like, oh, God. But then you see Neville comes out, looking great, comes out, destroys everybody, and walks away. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want to see. Like, how hard is that? Your champion, like, your champions lose, I'm sorry, I guess Kevin Owens, actually, loses all the time. Well, who's going to get behind that? So, or take him seriously, to be honest, but...
Right.
Well, yeah, it's... I can see him pulling the trigger now, because I think, you know, I think Neville's a proven commodity for the office, even though we got hurt.
Yeah.
And where Rich Swann's kind of a mystery. And they really don't know what to do. Like,
yeah.
I guess they know how to book him, but in ring, he's great. Off the mic, or out of the ring, on the mic, they don't give him enough time to do anything.
Yeah, and I mean, he hasn't exactly knocked me off my feet the little bit of time that he's had.
Yeah.
So, they just needed to introduce these guys better to the audience, and they just haven't done that. You know, even if he does, Swann ends up getting over, like, he needs time.
Yeah.
You know, and Neville, despite his kind of start-stop, has at least had time, and... Even though he's not using it anymore, they got the Red Arrow got him over. I was kind of surprised to see him use it in the UK tournament.
Yeah, and that was another funny thing about him. He comes out, everyone's going nuts for him. And he's like, "No, you guys all forgot me." And they're like, "No, we didn't." I thought that was pretty cool. I was actually happy to see him there too, and. Comes out, makes his point. So, I think it's funny. He won't be on the show, but on 205 Live, there's a. I don't know if you've seen this guy, Mustafa Ali.
No.
Okay.
I didn't see him.
So basically, his gimmick is you're all bigots, and he even said, you know, as soon as you hear my name, you don't like me. And I'm like, well, that's pretty ballsy. All right, cool. Let's go with this. Well, the best thing is I had forgotten about that. So he took on somebody. I forgot who it was the other week. And he's doing all these cool moves. And he's supposed to be the bad guy.
Oh.
Or like the guy you're making the judgment about. Uh-huh. And the crowd starts cheering him. He's doing enough cool moves that the crowd likes him. And it kind of ruined the character. Because it went against what he was saying. But then they also had... He was part of that six-man tag on Monday.
Gotcha.
And it even... I think it was Michael Cole. Michael Cole even said something. He's like, well, he seems to be winning these people over. It was like, yeah, he does cool stuff. That's all we want to see. You don't let cruiserweights talk at all. So as long as you're doing something interesting, you're going to get cheered. So good for you.
Yeah, because, I mean, that is the only thing that gets cheered for those cruiserweight matches is are the moves.
Yeah.
Because, like, no one ever buys into the beginning of the match, but once they start kind of moving around and flipping, everyone's like, oh, okay, now you've got my attention.
Yeah, and that's what the Cruiserweight Classic was. They let them go out and do whatever they wanted. And as soon as the Cruiserweights came up, they just kind of said, no, you got to work this style. It's like, oh, come on. No one wants to see, I mean, sorry, but no one wants to see a 180-pound dude doing a headlock. It's like, no.
No.
Like, run around the ring like you were, or do the moves like you were, the submissions like you were. Just do something like it was in the Cruiserweight Classic, and these poor guys will get over. None of this is anything to the Royal Rumble, other than... You know, this match is there. And I think I can see Rich Swann winning this. But I would prefer... I'd prefer that Neville wins. And then have people chase him. And just have him keep beating guys until they start bringing in, like, Toazawa. Lince Dorado's already there. Grand Metalik. Get him in there. Austin Aries comes back.
Oh.
So...
Well, although the bummer about Aries is that he works better as a heel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I mind him as a face. Like, he's not one of those guys that to me is just like, oh my god, why is he a face right now? But I just think he's better as a heel.
Oh yeah, he's way better as a heel. Man, his moniker is the greatest man that ever lived. How the hell can that be a good guy? That doesn't make any sense. So, now I think that I'm hoping they get, especially with a 4-hour show, like literally the Rumble show is 4 hours. You know, the Rumble itself, probably what, hour 20?
Yeah, maybe. It's in that area.
But that's still 2.5 hours to go over a few more matches. So, I would hope this gets some time. And even if Rich Swann loses, I think Neville's good enough that he's going to let it, he's going to make sure that Swan looks really good in this match, though.
Well, yeah, even if they only get 7 to 10 minutes, I feel like that's at least two to 7 minutes longer than they're getting already.
Yeah, true. And I would hope that 7 to 10 is just them going, all right, go out there and get yourselves over. So, and not Neville comes in and puts him in, you know, a rear choke that goes nowhere. You know, it's funny the difference you can see when you see some of these guys like apply a hold, and the way they really sink it in, and it fools you into going, wow, that looks like that really hurts. Where there are other times they're doing like a chin lock, and you're like, that doesn't look like it hurts at all. They're just sitting there. So,
yeah, a chin lock is definitely one of my favorites. Like, what's this doing? Really? Like, you're leaning on their back? Is that the best that you can call here?
Yeah. But, it's like I always say, announcing helps in those situations, too. Where if you have someone explaining, you know, if they're putting pressure on that carotid artery that you're, What else did Gorilla Monsoon used to like saying all the time? This is where I need Eric.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the other body parts that he liked to call. But I really can't remember offhand.
Yeah, it's always the abdominal stretch and the medial collateral, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my God. He's a kid, he's just making up words. I can tell this immediately. But what else we got? We kind of blew through it, but we got the women's match from SmackDown, which just seems like, all right, we got to put these women on. So here you go. They're on.
Yeah. Well, and Chris, this is another one that Chris and I kind of covered. It's just like all of those stories need to go longer, and they need to have a feud termination, and you're not going to have three women's feud terminations from one brand on a major pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that it comes down to, so, that's fine, it's not going to
really,
happen at Rumble.
Mickie James and
Alexa Bliss.
I almost said Alexa Bliss. Becky Lynch. By the time the Rumble gets here, it's 2 weeks old.
Oh, right.
So that's not bad. Even the new program, which I was surprised at this program starting, Naomi and Alexa Bliss. Okay. Oh. I'm all for that. That's brand new. So I'm like, all right, that sounds fine. But again, that'll be 2 weeks old. The oldest one is Nikki Bella and Natalya.
Right.
And,
that's still officially only like a month old or something like that.
And they haven't even had a match yet, which is kind of refreshing. And I know they keep going back and forth, whatever else, but.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they got to come to blows, and that's what Elimination Chamber is for, I'm sure.
I would imagine the SmackDown pay-per-view is going to be heavily influenced with the women's matches.
Yeah.
One of them will probably get thrown onto their pre-show, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still...
And I think that's fine, too.
That's three matches in an evening, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. If they actually pull off having three women's matches on, a network event, whatever they're supposed to be called now, that's damn impressive, man.
Yeah.
I mean, who in their right mind would ever have called that? But.
Not I.
Yeah, so whoever wins this match, the winner of this match doesn't really matter as long as it forwards things on, and hopefully it's good. Because if you're given that time on a major pay-per-view, you got to deliver, and, it's Mickie James' first match back. Well, first WWE match. Actually, I know she had the NXT match. Naomi, I didn't forget about Naomi. I forgot she was actually hurt.
Oh,
so when she came back, it was like, cool, welcome back. It's like, you've been missed. So...
she's one that we'll see what they do, but I mean, she's almost one that if you want to keep her around, you almost need her to win in the end. Maybe not the first pay-per-view meeting, but at some point she needs to pull it out, because she has been that person that woman that's like, oh yeah, her athleticism is great. It's like she's the Kofi Kingston of women.
That cuts deep, dude. I think, I don't mind Kofi. I'm still not the biggest fan, but
yeah.
That just sounded rough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone thought that he was gonna kind of be a champ and was impressed with his athleticism early on, and then. Whatever went sideways, and no one ever liked his sunken chest, so,
True.
And then, he kind of obviously reinvented himself with New Day. Like, I suppose that Naomi can do something like that, but I mean, Naomi losing, like, I think this would be, like, basically her third champion to lose to.
Well, I think, didn't she get hurt? Wasn't she due for a title match before, I think it was last year, the year, or sometime last year? She was due a title run. Not a run, but a run at it. She got hurt. And I think this is she finally is back, so this is going to be her first actual opportunity. And I guess this is speculation because they haven't really said this is going to be the feud, but the way that started on Tuesday, damn, it should be. Some saying enjoy your obscurity, like, oh, the hell with you.
Yeah, I would imagine the way that talk went that that's a feud in the works because yeah. I mean the thing that it can work one way or the other. You can either go Naomi needs to get over here, or you can go with we really need to establish Alexa and Naomi gets the short end of the stick again.
Which would
be rough, in my opinion. But
I would.
I can also see it happening, so that's why I bring it up.
God, I hope not. If she's been around long enough, she's always been like almost there. So it'd be pretty cool. I mean, maybe they'd save it for WrestleMania. I mean, it's not one of the rumored matches, but that'd be pretty cool.
Oh. Right.
All those years, starting off as a dancer, then working your way up to wrestler and all that, that'd be pretty cool for her. So,
yeah, I mean, I feel like she's at least good enough in the ring. Like, I still don't understand why people haven't gotten... That entrance is awesome.
Naomi's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool, yeah.
I just don't feel like people have really gotten behind that one.
Well, I think she brought it out, and then didn't she go... Wasn't she a bad guy all of a sudden? And then she came back as... In doing that...
Oh, she was yeah.
Heel, was she?
Yeah, that is what happened. She was a heel. She kind of went off for a little bit, but then came back and had that... I think she might have still been a heel, and then they turned her baby face for some reason or another.
I think they turned her baby face when she went to SmackDown.
That...
I may be confusing things.
Right.
But no, that entrance, no one's got an entrance like that. It's pretty cool. I mean, maybe some of the in-ring stuff could die down. But yeah, man, that's pretty cool. And it doesn't help that she's beautiful, too. I'm sorry, it doesn't hurt that she's beautiful as well. I told that to Shahid after we were done recording. I was like, oh, it's good to see Naomi back. And then she just stood there. I was like, I forgot how good-looking she was.
Yeah,
just naturally, like some people really got to like do themselves up. But you see it even on like Total Divas. It's like, oh, boy, that requires no effort.
What? She just rolled out of bed? Are you kidding?
So what? Yeah, she just wakes up. Oh, I'm beautiful today. It's like, no shit. So, anyways,
good for you.
yeah, and really, hopefully this. Hopefully this turns out for her, because even in that stupid scripted show, Total Divas, she just seems like a really nice person.
Oh, when I did watch that first season, I did enjoy her and John quite a bit.
Yeah. And then they turned her heel, and it was like, that girl doesn't seem to be that, like, I don't see it in her. I'm sure she gets mad, obviously, but I'm like, I just don't see it in her. But anyways,
yeah. Well, if we want to keep on talking about the women, there is the Bayley versus Charlotte match.
This just seems so fast. Like, I don't know. I can't. Right, Bayley's gonna lose, so I don't think it hurts her. But it's just like I don't know why we're getting Bayley Charlotte already. If they wouldn't have blown through Sasha and Charlotte, they could have had like the blow off match here instead of having
well,
here's a championship match this week on Raw. Here's
I wouldn't
another
exactly
one on Raw. Here's another one. Like, oh my god!
I wouldn't say they blew through Sasha and Charlotte, considering it lasted like 4 to 5 months.
It did, but it was like that last month or so, a month and a half, whatever it was. How many times did that title change hands? It's like, that boy, just slow it down. But I don't know what Charlotte was supposed to do. I mean, I guess they could have had a run with her and Dana, where she just beats the hell out of Dana, and then she can go away and at least has an excuse for not being on TV.
instead of just disappearing. Instead of
everyone knows she's training for the Arnold Classic, and that's why she's not on. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm not excited for this match at all.
Nah, I'm not either. Yeah, I like both. I like both of them in the ring. So I'm not sure that I've seen Bayley's victories over Charlotte necessarily. Well, aside from the one that was on Raw, and are you watching this zaniness on Impact with the hologram from?
I love these guys. It's just Jeff Hardy's going to be here February 18th for PWX here in town. It's just, they can't leave TNA. They're stuck. I mean, Jeff can, but Matt, this won't work in WWE. They will never let this happen in WWE.
So I wouldn't say never.
It at least gets me to watch this crappy show. So, anyways.
They've allowed enough stuff recently that I'm going to give the WWE latitude.
I could see him allowing it in NXT, but not on the main shows. I honestly cannot see that on the main shows at all. Because we just blew over Charlotte and Bayley, but that's how uninterested I am in this. It should be a fine match, but I don't see the build. It's been so bad.
Yeah, the build has been, this week's build was the best build that they've had. So yes. That's not a good a good thing going into the pay-per-view. It's always rough. It's always a rough one when you also lose your pay-per-view streak at the mother of all pay-per-views. Because the way Charlotte's been talking about that, like, if she didn't lose at WrestleMania, I'd almost be disappointed. You know, it would leave her bragging more.
Yeah, and I think that's a good call. If they're going to have her finally have the pay-per-view streak broken, it should be at WrestleMania. Because wouldn't it be a year's worth of pay-per-views then?
Undefeated
at?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm all for that. Which title match do you want to talk about first?
Well, the first one I see has a smaller box than the other one. And that is one Roman Reigns taking on Kevin Owens.
Don't forget, with Chris Jericho in a shark cage.
Which evidently is supposed to be a huge drawing point.
I saw the way that cage was swinging back and forth this week with Kevin Owens in it. I wouldn't want to be in that thing either. I'm not even scared of heights. And I saw him swing, and Chris Jericho was holding on to it. And when he let go, the thing was swinging back. And I was like, that looks terrible. And honestly, I know this is years ago, but even, like, I'm sure it's not going to be that high up to do serious damage.
Right.
But after all the Owen Hart stuff, it's like, do you really want to do that? And I know that they did it in NXT with Paul Jones, but I don't care. I don't know. I don't know why I thought I know why I thought of it, but I don't know why that bothers me. I just think that's a bad idea. Don't do that.
I guess it doesn't bother me. It's just that shark cage, it's supposed to be impressive, and it just looks so chintzy.
Yeah, it looks just like a shark. I mean, it's just okay. Put it in the water. There's nothing. There's nothing cool. There's no spikes. There's no fireworks on it or anything. You're colored differently. It's just shark cage. So okay.
Yeah, I would not feel safe. I mean, I want to go and do a shark cage sometime. I would not feel good inside of that thing.
Oh no, because you're in the water, and then it's also called a shark cage for a reason. So, dude, I got those VR goggles for Christmas. And there's a program on it where you can get in the water.
Oh, nice.
And you can choose to have, you know, fish swimming around you. You can choose electric eel, or you can choose eels. Oh. And then there's another one you can get in a shark cage.
Nice.
And I mean, it it's animated, but it's real good animation. And I'm sitting there just looking at this thing going, where the hell are the sharks at? So, you know, the VR thing, it's, have you tried one?
No.
They're very cool. Way cooler than I ever expected it to be. And you turn your head one way, and it's like you're looking all over in the ocean. You're immersed in this thing. Well, I'm like, where is this? Well, when you're new to it, you don't realize, turn around.
Oh.
So I'm in the cage, and I'm like, I don't know where this thing is. Well, all of a sudden, my screen kind of shakes, and I go, it's behind me. So I turn my head around, and there's a great white just gnawing on the cage trying to get me. And I was like, nope. Don't need this thing. Don't want to deal with this. No. Yeah. I like going in the ocean, too. I'm never going to do something like that, though. I've been snorkeling.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think that I finally wore the wife down to allow me to do that at some juncture.
Oh, snorkeling?
No, the shark cage.
Oh, fuck that. God. No.
I'm half a crazy person. Did you expect any different?
I take plenty of chances. Most of mine are legal. But something like that? Absolutely not. No, don't worry. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, let's not worry about that. Shark can't get in there, right? I just saw a video of a great white getting in the goddamn shark cage with the guy. So don't tell me they can't get in, you liar.
That's why
you're inserting something into their world. You think they haven't seen it all by now? Anyways, so I'm figuring Kevin Owens wins this match.
Well, this was one that it was kind of funny that the Raw review, Raw and SmackDown review, kind of led to at least a partial preview like this.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Reigns wins, he kind of has a built-in beef with any of the three guys that ended Raw. You know, he's kind of had his run-ins with Lesnar. He has had his run-ins with Goldberg, at least the stare downs. And The Undertaker is definitely one of those guys that's just like, well, if they want to get him over, fighting The Undertaker is kind of on the list of people to have him wrestle.
Well, that's the rumored WrestleMania match. So, but I don't know, you also forgot Braun Strowman. I mean, he has a legitimate beef too, the way he's been beating up Seth and Roman the last few weeks.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
There are a lot of possibilities if Reigns wins.
Yeah, well, the penciled match is Undertaker, Roman Reigns, and then finally Owens and Jericho for WrestleMania. I'm like, all right, that makes sense, but I don't know. And this is kind of refreshing, and it goes to the Royal Rumble match, too. We have no idea who's going to win any of these things. There's no clear-cut person for anything. And you can say, well, this person's going to win. Well, yeah, but you really don't know. That's just a very strong guess on your part, you know?
Yeah. They've been very vague about everything. I think Charlotte is the closest thing to a lock on the on the show.
Yeah. With the rumored match being penciled in, I can see Reigns winning this, keeping that title all the way to WrestleMania, and then him and The Undertaker go at it. But then, do we really want to see Undertaker as the Universal Champion? Because that place will not be pleased if Roman Reigns beats Undertaker.
If Reigns wins, we riot.
Yeah, that's what the sign says, at least. So.
No one has yet to riot.
Yes. But, yeah, so I don't know. I just want it to be good. And I thought they did a pretty good build-up for this, because the week before, Reigns gets put through a table by Owens. Owens looked really good, really strong. This week, Reigns outsmarted him, and they had, you know, despite my objections to the cage, that was a cool spot with Jericho getting pulled up in the air and him Superman punching Jericho down. That was cool.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, well, I got you guys back, so... You know, but, you know, whenever they have someone in those shark cages or whatever, or the cage above the ring, or handcuffed to the post, they always somehow interfere. It always happens. So
Yeah, that is a truism.
Yeah, I just want it to be good. So, if Reigns wins, whatever. And if Owens wins, good. I mean, just keep your champion strong. I like long title reigns, but... Whatever.
Well, so. Yeah, and this is another thing that Chris and I kind of touched on, at least, was that both brands have a pay-per-view, and the WWE has changed titles at those, well, at Elimination Chamber, at least, in the past.
I don't think Raw has one.
Chris said that they had one, so I was... taking it that they actually did.
I thought that was one of the anomalies. There we go. Because, let's see, Rumble, Elimination Chamber, oh, Fastlane.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Miss Fastlane. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they, all right, so they do. So, yeah, and then TakeOver, okay. Alright.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, there is that possibility, too, where someone wins at the Rumble, but still doesn't take it in. So, I mean, and that could happen to Owens. Like, again, like, to go back to that, it's kind of wide open. I guess I think that Reigns is going to win, but they do have options if, you know, if Owens wins. Like, him and Jericho for the Universal Championship... You know, there's going to be other big matches on the WrestleMania card.
Oh, yeah.
That are kind of bigger than that. And, you know, even, you know, the only way that that does get bigger is if it's Reigns versus Taker for the Universal Championship.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know, like. Because if there's a Goldberg-Lesnar rematch, I mean, that's automatically bigger than pretty much anything except for Reigns and Taker,
yeah.
As far as star power goes.
That's accurate. let's talk about the other title match. Now, I haven't listened to what you guys said about this, but at first, I really liked Cena's promo. I was like, wow, he is dead serious. He's been, like, no goofing around. He's saying what's on his mind, this and this, without any acting, no playing for the crowd, nothing. And then Shahi goes, I hated that. And I saw Chris didn't like it, too. And I was like, what did I miss? And I got caught up in the delivery of it and not so much what was said. So I went back and watched it again, and they have to have AJ Styles win.
Yeah, Chris was pretty annoyed. I guess I was in the same boat as you, in that maybe I was caught up in the delivery. I don't know, but I guess I didn't think it was that bad. I did think to myself, why did you just call him the guy from Atlanta the whole time?
That was ridiculous. I know that the Today Show had some sort of, you know, rebuttal, whatever, I didn't watch it.
Oh,
but,
right.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, unless they did that because that's part of the storyline, and that's the only excusable part, but even then, that's a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
I would have been fine. Some guy from Atlanta. What?
It's
like, that's the kind of shit that Triple H used to do back when he was champ, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you're exactly right. That was some garbage. The in-ring thing. And she even said, wait a minute, what leg do you have to stand on? I don't respect you. Who are you? Yeah, I'm just a guy that beat you 3 times in a row. That's who I am. I own you. So you're going to beat, if Cena wins, even Styles will still go, okay, so you had months off. Well, I've been out here busting my ass, beating everybody. Well, you've been off in Hollywood, whatever else. Yeah, so let's do this again. It's, yeah, no, I got pretty annoyed, actually, once I, like, listened to the context of it instead of the passion that he was delivering it with. So...
Yeah, I'm just laughing more because Shaheed and Chris are on the exact same page.
which they would hate. So
yeah.
And then on Talking Smack, AJ Styles. Talking Smack does such a good job of blurring lines, and really SmackDown does such a good job of blurring lines that. It does seem real. And I know it's wrestling, but boy, some of this stuff seems real. And AJ looked legit annoyed. And then on Talking Smack, you know, Shane was saying something to him, and Shane's just this condescending asshole on that show. Daniel Bryan's way better.
Oh.
And, you know, AJ just basically, I'm not from Atlanta. I'm actually from Gainesville, Georgia. You know, the home of Deshaun Watson, you know, the national championship quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. Yeah, he's the second most famous guy from that town. And he's like, and he rightfully calls out. He's like, hey, how about somebody at the Today Show do some research? Like, do your job. And I'm like, yeah, it's a Today Show guy. It's like, they're not going to do that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they're barely having John Cena on their show.
Yeah, but yeah, that's like I said, even if it was supposed to happen, that's some garbage, and Cena should know better. If he's supposed to be this big time WWE guy, I'm a company man, and I'm this and I'm this, he should have been like, "No, I'm not doing this. That hurts the product."
Well, and you know, and this is where I did defend him, I guess, at least a little bit, is that. He kind of felt like he was in on the joke. And, like, to me it would have been okay, and it's the same thing I said for the other show, is that if he had said, no, I'm taking on AJ Styles, and then when it came back up later in the interview to go, oh, the guy from Atlanta, to kind of do, like, a callback joke. But, like, never mentioning his name is where I ended up having the problem. Like, if he had acknowledged AJ Styles and then gone with the joke, I'm kind of okay with it. But he's just like, nah, I'm just going to let, like, I just think this joke is okay, so let's just keep rolling.
Yeah, and that's...
yeah.
Some bad stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Not the right thing to do.
And then to just, like, lambast, it's, I don't know. Maybe like me, like today, I was the last guy to finish running the mile. It took me 12 minutes. I go up to the person that they ran it in 6 minutes and go, yeah, so what? So I doubled your time. How's that? And they should rightfully look at me and go, what are you talking about? Like, you lost. I'm like, yeah, so? I don't know your name. I don't know where you're from. What? And that's where AJ, like, at the end of that segment, I hated it because AJ just stood there, and I think it was JBL, just said he was speechless. And somebody should have jumped in and be like, no, I think he's fuming. And then, like, the arrogance of all, they played Cena's music on the way out, which, of course, they were going to. Right. But there was nothing good about that. And it honestly made me want, it's like, the fan in me, and then, like, the partially smartened up fan, and I say partially because I'm not, you know, as in tune anymore, but I want to see AJ Styles win because of how wronged he's been. He has every right. Like, on Talking Smack, you're talking about the poster, and he's like, well, why am I in the far back? He's like, well, that was Stephanie's thing. He's like, well, you got John Cena up in front. So apparently that's how everyone sees me here, even on the Raw brand. So,
Yeah, well, and that's kind of, it's just kind of funny, too, that I feel like Styles has been trending that way anyway, and as bad as it was at the time, it really fuels the feud at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it probably was not the right and or company thing to do, but it's kind of funny that it's turned into something of a positive.
Yeah. Well, but AJ Styles is also, well, I guess Neville's in the AJ Styles boat, however you want to look at it. AJ Styles doesn't lose. People didn't want to boo AJ Styles to begin with, so they tried turning him heel, but he keeps winning. People don't want to boo him. They don't want to boo a winner. So, like, if he loses, again, I don't think the crowd's going to be all that happy. I think it's going to be a weird environment. And he shouldn't lose.
Yeah, I this is one where I think that he's going to keep the title, I guess, if we go with the always necessary prediction.
Yeah, tale. I honestly don't know. I have no idea how this is going, other than, like, my own personal preference that he wins. And I would hope, I know Cena keeps saying he's not leaving, he's not a part-timer, he's not leaving, he's coming. It's like, I think he knows, no, I'm not going to be around as much as I'm supposed to be. So there's literally no reason for him to win the title. He doesn't need it, and they need to start getting on the grooming other people.
Yeah.
And honestly, if he wanted to, he could move on to Dolph Ziggler after this. And I'm saying that with a straight face, everybody. Because Ziggler could sure as hell use somebody strong to go against. Because Apollo Crews, I finally got it right. I didn't say Apollo Creed. Oh, my God. Because Apollo Crews isn't going to cut it. So, I don't know, man. I just want AJ Styles to win just because of how bad that segment, and just really how much of a dick Cena's been acting like. So, and it just shows you that kids don't pay attention. He acts like a bully, and you hear all the little kids screaming, like, yay! It's like, cool. It's like, idiots. That's why you don't spend that much money to take kids to these shows. And we pay attention.
Yeah.
And yes, I fully understand. My two nephews, who are about the age, they want to go. It's like, no, your dad's buying those tickets. I am not spending my money if you guys would not be interested. So,
oh, yeah. So, yeah, because I did mention that, too. The people that are rooting for Cena aren't going to stop rooting for Cena now.
Nope. Not at all. No matter what he does or says, it's obvious. Dumb broads and little kids. Because I would think even like smart women would be like, yeah, you're good looking, but you're a horrible person. So, nah, I'm not going to root for you. But, so I guess that just leaves us with the namesake of the show.
Yeah, we're fine. Because, I mean, no, this is always one of those pay-per-views that there just isn't a lot on the card. Yeah, because like you said, the main match is at least an hour, even if they fudge the times that the entrants come in.
Yeah.
No matter what time frame they purport to use. But yeah, I mean, it was that was another thing that's kind of funny. Like, I start off going, oh, there's no way that Goldberg, Taker, or Lesnar wins. Then I'm like, well, if Reigns wins, maybe one of those guys do win. Again, to kind of go back to those feuds. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, I guess it is possible. So, you know, yeah, I do think it's about as wide open as it's ever been as far as who the winner might be.
Well, especially because they haven't even announced the entire field. I mean, I think at last, wasn't there 20 people? 22?
22, I believe.
Okay. And with the news today, one of them will not be Kenny Omega, unless he's lying, which you know, I guess they could, but wow, that'd be some shit if he did. I don't know. Like, it's, of the guys in there, I mean, they can do whatever they want. I guess that's a nice thing about a pay-per-view, especially when you give away WrestleMania for free on your network. You can do whatever you want because WrestleMania sells itself.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Quite literally at this point.
Yeah, but I... Thinking over, yeah, I can see, because Goldberg, the whole thing was, does Goldberg have one more title run in him? Undertaker's back, just to do something. Or Lesnar, you know. The Lesnar one, I figured he only joined the Rumble just to get rid of Goldberg, and that was it.
Yeah, and I guess that was my first line of thinking, is that all those guys are in there almost to be the names in there. And yeah. To have someone else win. That honestly was my first instinct.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sheamus and Cesaro were in there, so I'm guessing that's why they're on the pre-show, so they can pull double duty.
Oh, you said duty.
But it's still stupid. But, I'm guessing there's going to be some repeat performers, like AJ, Cena, Owen, Reigns, something like that, you know?
Well,
so
I'm
guessing that, you know, that would go on.
I guess, do they have an actual list of who's in the Rumble itself?
Kevin, that means we'd be prepared ahead of time, and we're not.
Is it, are all the people actually represented in the poster?
Well, that would mean that Rich Swann, AJ Styles, which is funny because they brought in some of the British guys from the UK tournament, and I'm like, I don't see them being in the, you know, unless they're telling them to go to NXT, but no, this, it's just nice that this year is the first year that I really don't have any clue who's going to win this thing, and they've got a lot of satisfying guys that if they won, you'd be like, ah, oh, that's cool, and not even like it's. That not even as like the partially smartened fan, but just as a fan, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool, that works. So
yeah, I don't know, the WWE does not have a very easy to find list of who's in the match itself, so I'm not even gonna bother, like it should be easier than what I'm going through at the current moment. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for people who watch like us, that there's so much, like, Samoa Joe's not on NXT.
Well, yeah, that's it. There's, you know? Well, I guess this is another funny point that Chris and I talked about, too, is that there aren't, like, there are a lot of big names in it and a lot of big bodies in it, but a lot of them, like, everyone's going to get eliminated except for one.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them, you know, normally there's plenty of fodder that you're like, oh, there is not a chance in hell that guy's winning. But they have 22 announced people right now, and they're all fairly big names.
Well, I'll say this right now. New Day is not winning.
Oh, right.
And Cesaro and Sheamus aren't winning.
Well, and I don't think, and, you know, Big Cass isn't winning.
True. Rusev.
Rusev isn't winning. Baron Corbin probably is not winning. I would be extremely shocked if he was.
Yeah. It's way too soon for him. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just going, we were just talking about the guys that are already kind of getting something of a push at the current moment.
And, he would qualify. I mean,
yeah. So,
yeah, but it's also like there's enough, like there's obviously like those surprise entrants, like old timers, whatever. You know, people really making a case of like, I'm not going to be in the Rumble. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And it's like, well, the more you deny it, the more I want to say you're going to be in it. And the one guy that comes to mind is Kurt Angle, obviously.
Oh.
As much as I am opposed to him actually wrestling matches, just because of his health.
Right.
Dude, if you hear that music,
Yeah, everyone's going to go bonkers.
It'd be hard not to be excited.
Everyone goes bonkers if his music hits.
Yeah, so...
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it'd be pretty difficult not to be like, okay, this is really cool. And then, you know, you can do some... Especially throwing someone over the top rope, you can do that pretty safely for him.
Oh.
Because he ain't winning, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like Samoa Joe, there's the big thing with number 10, Ty Dillinger, possibly. Yeah. But the thing is, Ty Dillinger's entire gimmick right now is he's not sure if he belongs.
Oh.
So if he loses to Eric Young on NXT, isn't that kind of goofy?
Yes.
Like, well, no, I lost to him, but I belong, so I'm going to the Rumble. It's like, wait, what? You sure about this? But again, with like being the Rumble, it's got like that. It's got like the fucking show. That totally brought my concentration, dude.
Well, I didn't even realize that Pope and Josh Matthews were ringside.
They want Ty Dillinger in at number 10.
Oh.
So, if it's not him, what bad guy can it be to come out at 10? Baron Corbin, maybe? Or The Miz? Yeah, like The Miz.
There's always a heel that comes out at number 10?
No, but if the crowd is expecting Ty Dillinger, and it's not Ty Dillinger. You remember when Ray was number 30 and everyone thought it was going to be Daniel Bryan?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be quite that. It shouldn't be that level, because Ty Dillinger is not as highly sought after as Daniel Bryan.
No, he's not, but... I think the internet fans have built it up so much that they want Ty Dillinger at number 10, that if it's not him, that then it's one of those crowds, they are gonna crap on the match. So I don't know. It's a weird predicament to be in, but
yeah, you know. Well, especially since it's Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. And supposedly Finn Balor is getting checked out today. He was getting checked out to see if they could clear him to return.
Oh.
Okay. I'm guessing Triple H is in this.
Triple H? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just because... Just because he... kind of has a match locked in for WrestleMania already.
But, I guess because Seth Rollins isn't in the Rumble now,
yeah.
Maybe Triple H isn't going to be in it.
And there's that, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Sounds like all the surprises that could be there, well, now maybe they got changed. You know, I don't know. So, yeah, but it's like, all right. Off the top of your head, if there's three surprise entrants, who do you want it to be?
Well, Samoa Joe.
I'm with you, so that's one of mine, too.
I'm trying to think of who I would care about, or even some goof pick. You know, because isn't this the 30th Rumble?
Yeah, maybe it is.
You know, you almost always need to have Hacksaw Jim Duggan involved.
Oh, if it is the 30th, then yeah, he's kind of got to be in this, doesn't he?
I thought I heard someone say that at some juncture.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And then I'm trying to think of maybe a non-goof pick, another non-goof pick, because... It was kind of funny that I was thinking to myself when I was watching Asuka and Nikki Cross this week on NXT. I'm like, man, they haven't had a good woman come in the middle of the Rumble recently. And just both of those two are at least a little bit bigger, and it'd be fun to see them toss somebody out, but I don't think either of them are getting in.
Well, Nikki Cross is short.
Yeah.
She just carries herself like she's a monster, but that's for another show. But
I guess I was just... maybe they could do Nia Jax, even though she also has the match earlier in the evening.
Yeah. For me, Samoa Joe's definitely on that list. Big Show's in it, that's right, and so is Braun. It's not much of a surprise, but I'd like to see Luke Harper in there. Oh, no, they already said the whole Wyatt family's in there.
Yeah, the whole Wyatt family.
All right, never mind.
Just want Eric Rowan back really bad.
You know what? It's funny you say that, but I know that the plan right now is supposed to be Bray versus Randy at WrestleMania. It doesn't exactly burn you up, right? Because it's been done.
It's kind of funny. Like, I kind of like the storyline with him and the Wyatts. But the whole blow-up angle, I'm like, I guess I don't care about anyone now. Like, they needed more together time.
Well, what I like, though, is if he kicked Luke to the curb, I don't know when Eric Rowan comes back, all right? And if they want to, like, Randy has already been on record saying how much he's enjoying this and how much he enjoys wrestling with Luke Harper, too.
Watch wrestling.
So, wondering when Eric Rowan comes back, and I know it's Eric Rowan, so it's not like a superstar-studded return, but why not have a tag between Harper and Rowan and Bray and Randy instead? That would be totally different, and you know what? You have Harper and Rowan go over. I don't care if they pin Randy. Make something come of this, because Luke Harper's getting fucking wasted. I'm tired of seeing him lose all the time when he shouldn't be. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm biased, and I don't care. So,
but it would make sense, though. If you want to get to a feud with Wyatt Norton at WrestleMania, if they have a tag team match, now goes wrong between Wyatt and Orton instead of Harper and Orton. And the pattern repeats itself. So, yeah, I could see Harper and Rowan going over because of a miscommunication within the now Wyatt family.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I don't know why we're booking WrestleMania now, too, but that was my fault. But, like, Eric Rowan wouldn't be bad, I guess. Just for that fact. And, like, have him and Harper team up. Like, we're the two original brothers. Oh. And Bray dumped both of us for Randy. Well, the hell with you guys, then. You know, we're supposed to be family forever. You just beat me up for no reason because I lost a match. Okay. It won't happen, because I think he's going to win an NXT. I would really like to see Bobby Roode appear. Just because I want to hear a big crowd, 40,000 people. I want to hear 40,000 people go nuts when Glorious comes on. Like, I was telling Chris on one of our other shows, that's why I wanted to try and get to NXT or get to WrestleMania. I mean, especially if somehow Roode is at WrestleMania, can you imagine that, how awesome that's going to be? Or next year when he probably is in WWE and we go to the Superdome.
Yeah.
Near the Superdome and Gloria starts. I mean, holy shit, that'd be great.
Yeah, it'll be pretty fun when that
happens. But if Roode wins, I could see Shinsuke being in there too. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, I'd be kind of surprised if both Shinsuke and Samoa Joe showed up, but they could do it. You know, I'd be surprised, but you know, it's possible. Like you said, if Rude wins, the speculation will automatically be there. I can't believe. I would imagine it's already there with Joe.
Yeah, I mean, especially with no match on TakeOver. You know.
Right.
Also, I totally missed something, but as far as winners though, I got no clue. Oh no, what'd you do?
Nothing. I hadn't paid attention to the time until right now.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to wrap it up. I noticed it too. So.
Yeah. Whoops. That's all.
Yep. So, yeah. So I have no clue who's winning. I just hope it's a fun. I hope it's a fun and logical Royal Rumble. That's all. So
yeah, they, you know, normally they do a good job with this event, so I'm good with it. You know, I'll wait and see what happens. So yeah, blogging at your earliest convenience if possible, and not the 2-hour pre-show. Not even a chance in hell.
Oh, you got the we can get the WWE Network on your phone. I'd seriously suggest just watch that and then go when the Rumble starts. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okie dokie. Well, yep. Brand at Stunt Granny, at DeFrango11, at Granny Maze. I don't have anything else to say. We've had a whole lot to say, so have a good night.